Responsibility.
Get involved. Find a Y near you. Visit ymca.net.
And a community connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. And we'll mention before we get there, we still have a chance for some rain, but things will generally remain cloudy today and tonight. We'll see mid-50s for a high later on, down to around a 38 tonight, and then mostly sunny for tomorrow, 60, and then 62 degrees for Friday. Saturday for Christmas parades in Nowata and Bartlesville, a high near 66 with an overnight low near 45. Community Connection brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, First Baptist Church, and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Oklahoma on the way in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with a large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing. There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And it is a Wednesday morning community connection. Charlene Dew is in from Big Brothers Big Sisters. And Charlene, first of all, thanks for coming in. I always enjoy talking to you because you get such fun events.
Well, thank you, Charlie, and thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Well, it's a great time, and I know sign-ups have just begun over the last, I don't know what, day or two, but it's time to get signed up for Bowl for Kids' Sake, right?
Yes, it's hard to imagine that we are back to Bowl for Kids' Sake again.
It's kind of like some of the other annual fundraiser events. I'll pick on Elder Care for no particular good reason. It's another one of those events that it brings people out. It's fun because, you know, we're it's a fun location. We know we're going to go have fun, but at the same time, we're going to be asked to participate in a fundraiser.
Right, and help. It is a Bowl for Kids. It is a fun way to raise money that helps children and families in our community, provides children with the one-to-one mentors that they need, and is an opportunity to get your friends, your family, your coworkers together and just have a fun evening. Mm-hmm. Once you get to the Red Apple, the bowling center, the bowling and the shoes are on us. It's our party for you for helping to participate in Bowl for Kids' Sake. Our goal this year is $125,000, and that's the same goal we had last year. All things being equal, that will be great. The early bird team registration did just kick off yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we really encourage people to go out and get their teams registered. And for everyone, there's a drawing for team captains, and there's also a drawing for team members that are registered before January the 5th. And that drawing is $100 Visa gift card.
All right.
One for the team captains. And then just to incentivize the people on their team to go get registered, there's a $100 gift card for them. Plus, new this year, one registered team captain or team will win a team bonus of $125 added to their team pledge total.
That's great.
And we have a sponsor for that. And then also new this year is on each event date, we have three event dates, one team will win pizza and soft drinks for their team. And those are the kind of two extra incentives this year. Get your team registered during Early Bird.
And Early Bird runs now again through the
January 5th.
So we've got a little bit more than a month, although not much is going to get done that week between Christmas and New Year's.
But don't procrastinate.
No, do it today.
Actually, we have two teams registered already.
Great.
So that's great. The website is the same, bfksbartlesville.org. Mm-hmm. Do not use a bookmarked site that you had for last year. It'll take you to last year. You have to type it in again.
Actually type it in because the bookmark takes not only the BCBS, but also the all the other stuff that comes on afterwards, and that's just different.
Right, and it'll take you to last year's, which will say site closed. So
I couldn't sign up; it was closed.
There you go. We will get a few of those calls.
Yeah.
Our event dates are Friday, February 16th, Thursday, February 22nd, and Friday, February 23rd, and this year, another change is we've done one squad each night at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
We just weren't having enough signups for that late squad, so we're running partial squads, and the thinking was we'll do one at 7, make it a little easier for the people that are working, and kind of consolidate that. So we'll see how that works. We have lots of prizes, and we're working on getting lots of prizes for the 125 and up drawing. So we ask everyone to do their best effort to raise $125. And when you do, that gets you a t-shirt, but it also puts you into the drawing for about 6 to 10 prizes that are valued in the $50 to $100 range.
But still, for a team to come up with $125 as a team, no one individual has to do a lot of fundraising unless they want to.
It's $125 per person.
Oh, per person.
Right.
My
so
bad.
A 5-member team would be $625.
Okay.
6-member team would be $750.
Well, still an achievable goal for most people.
It certainly is, because you're really looking at maybe 10, 12 people to give you $10,
mm-hmm.
And the average gift is usually in the $10 to $25 range for pledge sheets.
And I think sometimes when you get those little things in the mail, whatever it is, and they've got all the boxes, you can check 20 or 25 or 35 or 2,000, and you can just, maybe already say here, I already wrote down $25 for you,
Well, that has been a strategy for some who raise lots of money, but we're just grateful for the participation and any contributions to help those. And I would say there's several ways to participate. If you're listening and your company might want to be a sponsor, there are several sponsor levels from $250 up to $5,000. And everywhere in between. So your company could sponsor. Your company may want to sponsor a team, and that's $750. And then a team of 6 from your company can come, and you can use it as a team building event and have some fun together. And then the individuals either can go ahead and do additional fundraising, or they don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But the wider community, it's just to be open to when someone approaches you about sponsoring them on their pledge sheet, that you're aware of the campaign and that that you give generously.
Absolutely. It's those sponsors that take care of so many things, so that the contributions, the pledges, make it all go towards what you're trying to raise money for.
Right. For several years now, we've had enough sponsors to underwrite the cost of the campaign. So the money that is donated by people on their through the pledges does go directly to service.
Okay, well, we're again talking about those critical one-to-one matches for youth that Big Brothers Big Sisters does so well. And this is a major fundraiser for the organization. This underwrites so many things that go on, so that those matches can be done in an efficient manner. And you do so many good things with those matches.
Correct, and this is about 50% of our budget.
Okay.
We also have Youth Bowl, mm-hmm. for Kids' Sake, and that's for youth in grades 6 to 12. And we're PJ Polk is the Youth Bowl coordinator, and she's been working with the schools already, getting the site coordinators the information and getting things going. So. Madison and Central, Bartlesville High School, Dewey High School, and First Presbyterian Church and Mutual Girls Club are all organizations. Now, if somebody is listening and they are a church or a youth organization and they want their youth to participate, there's various ways to do that. Then all they need to do is give our office a call, and we'd be happy to get the information to them.
And I know once you say it, I will do one of those I should have had a V8 moments. What's the phone number if they call the office?
918 213-4524 is my direct line.
And that is a pretty easy one to remember, except for right now. We'll take a break and continue our time with Charlene Dew. Get you signed up for Bowl for Kids' Sake when we continue in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our Community Connection on 1400 K1, and again, sign-ups started just yesterday for the Bowl for Kids' Sake program. And Charlene, I know we want to talk a little about what the programs fund, but again, two parallel programs, the Kids' Bowl and then the adult, so to speak, Bowl for Kids' Sake program.
Two campaigns, Party Days campaign for adults and the Youth Bowl for youth in grades 6 to 12. Another new thing that we did this year, and we're having kickoff kiosk during early bird.
Okay.
In the past, we've done a kickoff in January, and feedback was that it was people were already launched because they had already gotten started. So we are doing kickoff kiosk at and the first one is tomorrow from 11 to 1 at the Hilton Garden Inn, just in the lobby. And PJ and I will be there. We'll be able to give you information, answer questions, help you sign up. So it's primarily for team captains, mm-hmm. but anybody who wants additional information will be sitting there from 11 to 1 at the Hilton Garden Inn, and we'll be happy to answer any of your questions, and we'll have our laptops, and we'll help you get signed up right on the spot if that's what you want.
Let me have to see your first name is what's your email address, and then sign here, and you don't have to physically sign, but you're there.
So we've got several new things, and we're working on making the party days party even more fun. Mm-hmm. The Youth Bowl has always been great fun for the youth. It's a way for youth to help other kids in the community. We have lots of prizes and pizza and all kinds of team pictures and things.
Well, I think it's an opportunity for youth to get an early start in community fundraising projects, which happens to be yours, but it just as easily could be anybody else's. But it's an opportunity to pick up that giving habit.
Yes, it's starting that culture of philanthropy, the idea that it's not all about me, it's about what I can share with other people. And youth sign up through their site coordinators at the schools or the organization.
Mm-hmm. Now, this all goes to fund all those youth matches that you are exceedingly good at. You do it through your traditional programs, but also through Low Young Scholars, through other programs, to be the match person that makes their program run well.
Right. We have two programs. One is our community-based program, which is what most people think of. The volunteer mentor has to be 18 and older. And the activities take place in the community, so they're going to be as varied as the people. We have a site-based program that the mentor meets with the child at the child's school during the after-school hours, which is like 3:30 to 4:30. Mm-hmm. And that is an ideal program for high school students. They have to be 15 and a half to apply. Mm-hmm. College students, retirees, anybody who has that hour of the day that they can consistently once a week go to the child's school. Part of the community-based program, one of our partnerships is with Low Family Young Scholars program, and we provide the mentoring component of that program for them. Mm-hmm. So we do they select the students that they're going to accept into Low Family Young Scholars. We do the assessment of the child and the family, and then they recruit the volunteers, their mentors, and we do the screening of those mentors, the match selection, and the match support and supervision.
And that, so that support and supervision, I think, is an important factor, and that makes it work so well, because I think there's always, or seems like there would always be a hesitance for that adult volunteer to say, well, I'd love to help, but I don't know if I can come up with that many activities, or I don't know what to talk about. And you're there to help those rough edges.
Right. It is the match support and supervision is what is giving us matches that are in excess of our average match length is around 34 months. Mm-hmm. We've had matches that have been 10 years, and you can't get that unless you have that professional support, because there are so many there's different developmental stages and transitions, and you have to help people maneuver those. But it really is about being a friend. It's about just being there. And over and over, when you talk to the kids who are in the program, or even talk to the bigs or the mentors that come in, a lot of them will say, I came in thinking I was doing something for this child, and it's changed my life as well. You know, and really the kids are, they just want somebody to listen, to give them their individual attention, to just be there, and mm-hmm. somebody that they can trust and depend on. And it's more about that than it is about, you know, activities. In fact, we tell people, you know, the best thing that you can do is involve the child in things you're already doing. So, you know, if you're washing the car, or, you know, grilling burgers, or going fishing, or whatever, because the things that you teach them, they will have after you leave. Mm-hmm. So if you teach them how to enjoy having fun on a rainy day, or, you know, feeding the ducks or whatever, then they have that even after you leave. If you do a lot of, you know, it's always go and do and spend, then when you leave their life, they may not be able to do that, because even if you're employed, sometimes you have no money. So, you know, so it's really about, you know, giving them exposure to activities they may not have done before. And it may be something as simple as, you know, carving a jack-o'-lantern, or going through a car wash, or, you know, going to a play. The Bartlesville Community Center and the arts in organizations mm-hmm. in town are very generous in helping us with giving us tickets mm-hmm. so that our mentors and their youth can attend, you know, some of the productions. And sure. for a lot of the children, this is like their opportunity to see something they wouldn't have an opportunity to do otherwise.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate, but that's one reason that this program is so successful and so popular with the littles, because, like you said, it's an avenue that they may not have gone down before.
Right. Yeah. And the parents really appreciate the mentors taking the time to spend time with their children, and to help to support them academically.
Yeah. You're going to be around the community with kiosks over the next several weeks, getting people signed up for Bowl for Kids' Sake. Early bird signups are important.
Right. The first kickoff kiosk is tomorrow, which is Thursday, November 30th, from 11 to 1 at Hilton Garden Inn. We are doing one next Tuesday, December 5th, at the Community Center, and Wednesday, December 6th, at the ConocoPhillips Cafeteria Lobby, which will primarily be for ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66 mm-hmm. Teams. And then we're doing another one January the 3rd back at the Hilton. So I'm not sure if this will be on your website, or
I can take that and scan that document you've got. So it'll
they've walk. Been back. We've sent out a couple of chamber blasts.
Mm-hmm. I got one yesterday. So I think I don't remember.
It's a lot to, if you're just listening to the radio, particularly if you're driving.
Yeah.
Don't stop to write this. I mean, stop to write this down. Don't
please don't do it while you're driving.
Don't do it while you're driving. But we're really excited. We've got some changes, and we're trying to, you know, we listen to feedback from our company coordinators and our participants who say, you know, what if we did this, or this might work better for my company. We're always willing to work with companies if you've got a resourceful idea, like, well, I'd really like to do this, but I'd need it this way. You know, come talk to me. I like to be resourceful, and one of the the nice things about it is I can make the decisions for Bartlesville's Bowl for Kids.
Locally owned and operated, yeah, so to speak. It's certainly a local organization, and well, there are some national, regional stuff that you need to do their way. You can pretty much run this event the way you want to.
Each Bowl for Kids' Sake is going to be reflect the personality of the site. And Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma is a statewide organization with 7 sites. So there's Bartlesville, Tulsa, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Norman, Shawnee. And the newest site is Ponca City. They launched that about 6 months ago.
Great.
And there's a couple of others that are currently in discussions about bringing service to their communities.
The website to get signed up, BBS. No.
Think Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Okay.
So it's bfksbartlesville.org.
Sounds great. Get signed up. You will have fun. The kids will benefit. It's Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlie.
Charlene Dew with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
At Quick Lane at Dungeness Ford, we're ready to serve, especially when it comes to getting the right tire price.